This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Yud Beis Amed Beis. Three shillings before the Gemara is fetched. He just mentioned before that the fourth hour was the non suit of everybody. In those days, at the beginning, as soon as they daven, they took a bite of something, but it wasn't a suda. And then in the fourth hour, they ate the suda. They ate two sudas a day. The fourth hour was the first suda, and the second suda was later in the day, much later. Shol Rishena, the first hour, Ma'achol Ludin, that's the time when the Ludim, were savage people. They were known as cannibals, Oichle Odom. And they had big appetites, and as soon as they woke up, they began to eat. The first hour they ate. Shniya Machalistin, the second hour, that's when robbers eat. Because robbers work at night. So they slept a little bit longer. They also have big appetites. But they slept a little longer, but they woke up all night. So they ate only in the second hour. Shalishi is machal yoshin. Yoshin, people inherited money and don't have any work to do. So they sit down and eat. They have plenty of time to eat. Others are already working in the morning. And therefore they don't make the big suda the first thing. But yoshin have plenty of time. So in the morning they can make the big suda. Again, I explain it. As soon as they finished davening, or those that didn't daven like goyim, ate something, a small thing, then they went out to do their work in the fields. And then, civilized people in the fourth hour ate their first suda. At the end of the day, when they finished their work, they ate their second suda. That's all, two sudas a day. That's why Shabbos make an exception, eat three sudas. But yoshim, who don't work, so when everybody else is working at that time, they're sitting down eating in the third hour of their suda. Rabbi Yismachol Pealim. Workers eat in the fourth hour. But they have to work for somebody, so therefore they eat now because the rest of the day they'll be busy. So it seems. Soon the world will change it. Tamish Yismachol Talmidei Chachamim. But they're sitting down now to eat. They learned until now. Now they're going back to learn again. So the fifth hour. Shishis Michael told Adam. Vreg de Gemara ve'omar. Rapopo just learned before this. Aviz Zman Suda Lakeli. The fourth hour is the time when all decent people eat their suda. Normal decent people. Eli Gemara says April. Invert the order as follows. Aviz Michael told Adam. In the fourth hour, people ate what they have to eat, their regular suda, after they had worked part of the day already, and that regular suda will tie them over till the end of the day when they eat a second regular suda. Hamish is machol pealim. Workers can't afford to eat that early. They're on the job, so they work longer than they eat in the fifth hour. Shish is machol talmidei chachamim, because they are busy learning all morning. So they don't have time to learn to eat until now. Anybody eats after the sixth hour, the first meal, he doesn't get the benefit. It's like throwing a stone into a leather bottle, empty leather bottle, throw a stone in. Doesn't do anybody any good. So therefore, if he eats so late, it doesn't do him much good. Say that. When do we say that if he eats later, it's like throwing a stone into a leather bottle, which means it's not beneficial? It didn't taste something in the morning. It tasted something in the morning, less lumbo, we don't care, it means it won't be harmful. As long as he started something in the morning, so even though he eats later than usual, it'll still be beneficial. But the others, even they didn't eat anything first, it's still beneficial. The others, since they're eating now too late, so even they didn't eat anything before, it's still beneficial. But after this last time that he mentioned, it's not beneficial, it's like Zerik, Evan, Lachemus, unless they ate something earlier. Finished. That's just like in parenthetical expression. Now we go back to the subject. Omar Rabashi ki machlekes be'edus. Like we have a machlekes, Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. How much is the margin of error for Edim? So we should say it's not a contradiction. If one Ed said he saw this in the second hour, and one said he saw it in the third hour, or one said he saw it in the third hour, one said he saw it in the fifth hour, then the question is that a contradiction or not? It's a machlekes Rab Meir. Gives less leeway, and Rabbi Yehuda gives more leeway, more to account for the contradiction. He says it's the same thing, if people make an error in more time. Like I learned last time. Ke machlekes beidus, kach machlekes bechomes. It means, not the same machlekes exactly, because by chomes, we don't say that they make such a big margin of error. Like the more explained above, various explanations, why not? But the machlekes that Rav Meir says that they can continue eating chametz in the fifth hour Erev Pesach. And Yehuda says the fifth hour it's only mutar b'hanoi, but not mutar b'achil anymore, is based on the machlekes in Sanhedrin, a matter of edus. Just like there could be a bigger disparity, according to Rabbi Yehuda, between the two. And still, we understand that they're not contradicting each other. So also, we have to give a bigger margin of error, and that's why he has to stop eating chametz earlier, Erev Pesach. He can't eat beyond the fourth hour. The mayor said the margin of error is smaller, so therefore he can afford to eat chametz even the fifth hour. Now remember, in last time we learned, it's not exactly the same. We want to ask, why is it different, Edus, from chametz? And one says the chametz, one reason is chametz is mosur la koil, or gizera mishum yem ha-mi'unan. There are different reasons. But in general, why Rav Meir allows to eat later, and Rav Yehuda doesn't allow to eat later, is based on the machlekes and edus. Bring up pshita, certainly. That's what we said above. What we said above is the same machlekes, only with a little bit of adjustment because of the explanations. And for the Mahokar Mashbalon, why is he saying that? And he says the Machlek is there. The same Machlek is here, Machlek is of Edis. Same Machlek is by Chomets. To tell us, Shinuyi, Bisharin, all the answers that we answered, Shinuyi are good answers. I might think that's only a Doichek, we're trying to justify the comparison, but maybe it's actually not so. He said, no, it's a good comparison. The machlekes by chametz is based on the machlekes that they have by edus. Well, you shouldn't say it's different tanoim for reporting differently the opinions of Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. You might say the tanoim who reported the machlekes of Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda by chametz differs with the tanoim who reports the machlekes by edus. He said, no, it's the same tanoim, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, by Chomets and by Edus, have exactly the same shita, only with some modification. Say that. Omar Rav Shimei bar Ashilo, Shoni, when did you learn that we can reconcile the contradiction between the Edim? Like Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi says, Rabbi Meir holds and can make it twice in 2 hours. And Rabbi Yehuda holds he can make it twice in 3 hours. And we say that in order should not be a contradiction in the ages. That's only the choice. And they're talking about hours. So hours you can say to make a mistake. One aide said this happened before the sun rose. After the sun rose, because it's an open contradiction. There's no way of reconciling that they're saying the same thing. So when it says pshita, certainly it's the purpose to say that. I would know that by myself. Ela, this is what I mean to say. Ela echad omer kodem ha-nesachama, echad omer v'seh ha-nesachama, edusim v'teva. One says before the sun rises, another said it happened while the sun was rising, meaning the sun was already partly above the horizon. The first one said the sun didn't show itself yet, before ha-nesachama, and the second one said the sun was showing itself already. That's also an open contradiction. That's also Pashit, because it's a clear-cut boundary. The one said the sun did not show itself at that time when the ages took place. The other said the sun was showing itself already. So it's a machlekes between them. It's a contradiction. Certainly it's a contradiction. And if no, Mao said, what did you might say? Both are saying the same thing. And it was before the sun rose. That's what both meant. Behodi ka'oma b'soyich ha'nes acham. And one said it was during the rising of the sun, and the sun already was showing itself. B'giruya, because he was standing in an open place where there was no obstacle between him and the horizon. B'zaharuli b'almu d'chodit. He only saw the rays of the sun coming out over the horizon. So the sun was close to the horizon. The rays were very bright at that place. So he thought it was the sun itself. So I could say that both are talking about the same thing, only one has said it was during the sunrise, made a mistake. From Mashpelon, no. This much people, we expect them to know what they're talking about. And if he said during the sunrise, he actually saw not the rays, but the sun itself already above the horizon. See that? Now before we begin, we learned above that Meir holds you can eat chametz erev Pesach 5 hours, the whole 5th hour also. And Rav Yehuda says you can only eat chametz 4 hours. And the 5th hour is mutar behanoya. You can't eat it. The 6th hour everybody holds is also even behanoya midrabbanan. At the beginning of the 7th hour, it's also midrash. So once more, chometz erev Pesach, the beginning of the 7th hour, chatzos, is also in hatoyah. The 6th hour is also in hanoyah, of course, achila, certainly midrabbanan. The 5th hour is a machlekes Rameh and Weidin. Rameh said it's mutar to eat in the 5th hour, also. Weidin said the 5th hour you can't eat. It's only Mutar behind the talk. Over the Mishnah. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Alochek Rabbi Yehudi, who holds chometz is also to eat in the 5th hour. Chometz is also to eat in the 5th hour. Omar Lehov Rav Nachman, the name of why don't you say Alochek Rabbi Meir? The source of Lontane Kabos, because you have a star mission like him. That chometz is mutar in the 5th hour to eat. But now we learn the Mishnah. Kol shor shem mutar lechol machol. The time that's mutar to eat, it's mutar to feed it to your behemoths. It's mutar b'hanoyah. Now, it means achila and hanoyah at the same time. When it's also b'hanoyah, it's also b'achila. So it seems called Sher Shemuta Lechol, you can eat Machol. So therefore it means in the 5th hour it's Mutar to eat and Mutar to give to your behemoth. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the 5th hour it's Mutar to give to your behemoth, but not Mutar to eat. So here we have a Stam Mishnah like our mayor, and we should pass him like a Stam Mishnah. Say the Kach. And so Gemara, that Mishnah allows stomach, not a stomach, means. It's not stam like Rameh. It is a stam Mishnah, but it's not stam like Rameh. Why? Mishum de kasha, because the Rameh has a kasha there. The word mutar is a purpose. It could have said, kol shor she'echol machel. We're talking about one person. As long as that person can eat, he's machel. But it says, kol shor she'mutar lechol, read like this. Kol shor, that a kayan is mutar to eat, a Yisrael is a Macha. That's why it says Mutar. He's talking about two different people. That's how I want to explain. What does it mean? In the 5th hour, this Mishnah holds it's also for him to eat. Only this Mishnah, like Rabban Gamliel says, although it's also to eat chametz in the fifth hour, but it's mutter for a kohen to eat chametz of tumah in the fifth hour. For tumah, we want to spare it and not destroy it so quickly. So they will give another hour, the fifth hour, to eat tumah. That's how Rabban Gamliel holds. So therefore, although Yisraelim cannot eat chometz anymore in the fifth hour, but kol shor shemuta, that a kohen is able to eat, that means the fifth hour, a Yisrael is a machel. So it's not a stam mishnah like Amea. It's a different opinion. It's a stam mishnah like Rabban Gamliel. So we have three opinions. Amea holds the fifth hour, everybody can eat. If you hold the fifth hour, nobody can eat. And Amriel said the fifth hour, kahanim can eat. So it's a stamish like Rabban Gamliel, but not a stamish like Rameah. That's why it didn't paskin like Rameah, because of this stamish to say that. It should have said, kol shor she'erichol ma'afa. As soon as it says muta, it's talking about two different people. As long as a kayan can eat, that's the fifth hour, a Yisrael can be ma'afa. So you see, it's not Rameah. It's Rabban Gamliel holds in the fifth hour, Yisrael cannot eat, but this muta ba'anoyah, and that's also mutter for a kohen to eat. That's the case. Name and mal. Why don't you say aloha gam gamliel? The halal and machlia, because he's a third opinion. When you have a machlekes, two extremes, and the third opinion comes and arbitrates between them, it's a principle we pass him like the arbitrator because he's in between. It's not extreme like our mayor who permits a Yisrael to eat in the fifth hour. It's not extreme like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, also for everybody to eat in the fifth hour, even Kahana? He says, Kayan can eat, all the Israel cannot, so he's in between. It's a machriah. He's arbitrating in between, let's paskin like him. Omar so he said, Rabban Gamliel, love machriah, not a machriah, not in between. Ever Tamed and Nafshikom is saying his own new idea. I'll explain that. It's a principle, not stam. The paskin like somebody arbitrates. Halacha kedivrei machriya is like this. If there would be a hint in the words of Rameah and Rabbi Yehuda, even a havamin, I could have thought maybe it's different for a kohen. For instance, Rameah could have said, in the fifth hour, everybody can eat, even a kohen or Yisrael. Everybody can eat. And Rabbi Yehuda should say, in the fifth hour, nobody can eat. Either Kayan or Yisrael. So since he mentions Kayan, so we would see, even though they don't make a distinction between a Kayan and Yisrael, but they recognize as a possibility of a distinction. Then, if a third party comes in, and he would say, a Kayan could eat the fifth hour, not a Yisrael, so then he would be saying, what they have, I mean, they recognize as a valid svar, although they rejected it, but if they mention as a valid svar, that's a machia. But the mayor doesn't mention anything about a kohen. He says, everybody can eat in the fifth hour. But he says, nobody can eat in the fifth hour. And the word kohen wasn't mentioned. So the Rabban Gamliel comes along, even though it's arbitrating, but it's an idea that wasn't even recognized by these two, by the mayor, as even a possibility of such an arbitration. Therefore, it's like two against one, and therefore he is ruled out. Say that. So since that mayor and the mayor didn't even mention a possibility of a difference between a Kayan and the Israel. So it's like two against Rabban Gamliel. Ye boy, he said, wish you can say, Rahu Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Ki Hai Tana. He finds the following Tana that said, that it's also in the fifth hour, even for a Kayan to eat from. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. In the fifth hour, nobody can eat, even a Kayan. The Tana will end the Brisa. Our boss, a shechali, is b'Shabbos. Now here's a story: where erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you cannot destroy the chametz erev Pesach Shabbos. What do you do? Mivoarin es hakel milifnei Shabbos. You have to destroy all chametz before Shabbos. V'soyofin trumis, and you have to burn trumit. Now burning trumit is a delicate thing. You don't want to burn trumit. Mishmeres to mercy, you have to guard Tumah, not to destroy it. But sometimes they become necessary. Like in this case, plus chometz. And tomorrow you'll be stuck with chometz of tumah. So we'll burn tumah with this tumah, tumah tumah, of course, you have to burn it. Tuluyas, or the safek tumah, that's tuluyas. Utahiras, even as well, they toher. You have to burn it out before Sabbath. You shouldn't be stuck tomorrow with chometz of tumah. Only mishayrin minatayres, northern states would leave over tumah. Tahoyo, a kayam leaves over food for two sudas. That's for Shabbos. Today lechel. Now for Shabbos sudas, he won't be able to eat. What to eat? Adalet shoyes, up till 4 hours. You have a loss of Ben Yehuda. Ish baal toys, so he said, Amar b'shuva b'shuva. So he said that tumah, the kayam can eat erev Pesach up to including the 4th hour. Not the 5th hour. That's like Rabbi Yehuda says, even tumah you can't eat in the 5th hour. Now, he shouldn't leave over chulin. If he can leave over tumah, it's better, because why destroy all the tumah? Better destroy all the chulin and leave over tumah if they're kohen to eat on Shabbos. But he has to eat it up before the 4th hour is over. And the 5th hour is also to eat tumah of chometz, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Even a kohen cannot eat his tumah in the 5th hour, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Omer, so they said, Tehoiris lo yisof. He shouldn't burn. We agree with you, but he shouldn't burn tumah tehoira erev Pesach, erev Shabbos. Roshemo yimotsu lel. Maybe some kohanim guests will come along, and the guests, the kohen, will eat it up on Shabbos morning. So better not to destroy tumah. Take the chance, because tumah to destroy tumah tehoira is not right to do. Mishmeres tumah. So it's better to take a chance and wait with tumah tomorrow. Not only Muslim stay suddis, he should leave her all his tumah tehoira till tomorrow morning. Omar, as they said, kol biksha, they looked for people to eat, but they mostly didn't find any eaters. So therefore, what should they do? You can't risk having chometz tomorrow. So they have to leave over only a Muslim stay suddis for all the people in the family. That's all the eaters they have available. Omar, as they said, shema chutz l'chum l'chayim alod. Maybe they have canyon who are camping outside the wall of the town, and they'll come into town on Shabbos morning. And therefore they'll be able to eat the tumah rather than destroy tumah to hear it. They have Shabbos, but take such a chance. Omar, and if they said, according to you, that you say, a safek, you have to take a chance on the safek. Maybe somebody will come tomorrow to eat it. Absolutely, you suffer. Even tumah, that's a safek tumah, you shouldn't burn, because it might be eaten tomorrow. How? Shema yavu Eliyahu. Eliyahu, they might come. They believe every day, achakad b'chol yom shayavu. It might come tomorrow, and they'll tell us, your time is toya. So why should we waste tumah to hayo? If you say a safek, you'll take a chance, so this chance you should also take. So they say, you're right. However, there's only one thing wrong on what they said. For move to land Yisrael, it's a promise given to Yisrael. Shein Eliyahu bo lo be'arve Shabbosis, lo be'arve Yomim Tevim. If they are to, he won't come. If Eliyahu didn't come, he won't come, because he doesn't want to come and disturb people from preparing for Yontif. So Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach. He won't come Erev Shabbos, and he won't come Erev Pesach. It's a Shabbos itself, because Erev Pesach is also preparing for Yom. Whatever they do, they're preparing. So therefore, Eliyahu never won't show up. It's a promise. He won't show up and disturb people from their preparations for Shabbos. So therefore, here he cannot take a chance and keep Tumah Tluya, but he won't come tomorrow. And you'll be stuck with chometz of Tumah Tluya. But Tumah Tehoira, it might be Kehani will come on Shabbos, and they'll eat it. So they were discussing what to do, whether you should leave over Muslim Shtei Sudas of Tumah Tehoira, or leave over all the Tumah Tehoira to Shabbos morning, maybe Kani will come. Almost as they said, they didn't leave that place, they didn't move away from that place after they finished the discussion. So Omar HaBashim HaBishur, that he shouldn't eat they shouldn't leave over more than two suttas. And they said two suttas are when? Up to and including the fourth hour. So we see that the paskin, entirely like what he said, two things. He said you should eat, leave chametz only up to and including the fourth hour, not to the fifth hour, and also only Muslim say suttas. And it seemed that the paskin like him. Until the paskin like him. My love doesn't mean afil lecho, how long you can eat. So the paskin like him, they should leave over Muslim say suttas. How long? Up to and including the fourth hour, that's lecho. You can only eat at the fourth hour. So we see that the paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, when Nachman on the Rav Zalach of Rabbi Yehuda, that even Tumah, you cannot eat at the fifth hour, we have here a good authority. It's all about Tumah. And you don't eat up to the clothing, the end of the fourth hour. Omar Rav Pope, Mishmei Dehobalot. No proof. No proof in there. It's talking about getting rid. You have to get rid of the chametz before the Erev Pesach. And even Tumah Tehorot, and you can leave over only Muslim Shtei Suttas. That's what they pass again. But Muslim Shtei Suttas, up to when? He said up to including the fourth hour. And they're saying, no, even later. Oh, that's not mentioned here. But that wasn't the point of the Machlekes here. Machlekes was, can you leave over only Muslim Shtei Suttas of Tumah Tehorot or all the Tumah Tehorot that you have? So the Paskin, no, you can't leave over all the Tumah Tehorot, only Muslim Shtei Suttas. But what he mentioned, up to the fifth hour, and not the fifth hour, they didn't Paskin like him. So if you have no proof, say that. The Malsho asks, why shouldn't Elio come on Shabbos after Pesach? You can't do anything on Shabbos to prepare for Pesach. On Shabbos, you can't prepare for Yom Kippur. So he says, it doesn't mean that. That's Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos, a different reason. However, it's a machlekes anymore, if yesh tchumim l'mayel l'masor or not. So if there's the iso tchumim l'mayel l'masor, Elio travels l'mayel l'masor, that's why he can't come. If it ain't tchumim l'mayel l'masor, so why shouldn't he come? It remains a kasha. Now learn Tesis. The serif in Tumas. Tesis, though. The serif in Tumas, Tmeyes, Tulias, and Teres. The second Tesis. Tesis, Afilo im Neima. The also least serif to Teres. Imri says also to burn Tumas Teres. We should deceive as Mishmeres to Moisai. You have to guard my Tumas. To make sure also the Tama. It's also to make Tumah Tame. You have to guard the Tumah against Tumah. It's also also to burn it. Still, Hochashah, here it's Mutter to burn it. Now, say Poshet, certainly it's Mutter to burn it, because otherwise you'll be able on Bayeroya Bayamos, you have Chametz on Tumah. It says, Avol Gav, give me the Raisa Bibitel Bal Masog, all the men are there. It's enough to be in the battle Chametz. So why should you have to burn it? You're burning it for nothing. Of course, there's a mitzvah that I bought on to get rid of it. But me and I tell you, not over him about all the chametz. So why should the mitzvah that I bought on, the mitzvah of beer chametz, the rabbanon, dikas chametz, overcome the isa of mishmeres to mishes, also the burning to me? They ain't sort of certainly not to burn it, because you can be mevatel. So this answers me, call mokim, even the soifo le'osa, it'll become chomish over la pesach, because even if you're mevatel chomets, if you didn't get rid of the chomets in your reshus, it becomes osa b'hanoe mid rabona. So at the sof, it'll become osa b'hanoe, where le'ilech le'ibud, it'll go lost anyhow. That's why shore of the seraf mutter to burn it. K'mer le'tameisa di shore amir. The amir permits even to be metame trume erev pesach when you're destroying it. Tum of chomets. So if you can listen to Tmei and Matar, you can burn Tmei and Matar together, all the Yometami and the Tayo, because since it's going to be awesome tomorrow because of chomets, it's talking about the case where Yontif. On Yontif, it's also Banoi. So Erev Yontif, you can burn the Tumei Tmei with the Tayo, all the making the Tayo Tomei, because you're going to eat it anyhow. So Tesis is telling us that even though you're mevatel chametz, you're not over on any Yisrael Deraisa, still any chametz that's in your reshus becomes also bahanoim. You have to get rid of it. And a little chiddush here, because here the case where he couldn't help holding the chametz. Doesn't want to destroy chametz, the tumet, chametz or tumet. Doesn't want to destroy it. Bishmeres to Moshe. When did the Rabbanan say, even though you're mevatel chametz, if you have chametz in your possession on Pesach, it becomes also bahanoim? That's a knas for keeping chametz in your reshus. It's also bahanoim. Even though, I mean, I tell you, you weren't able anything, you were mevatel chametz. Still, because you kept chametz in your reshus, as a knas de Rabbanan. But why should Rabbanan cancel you when you refrain from burning it because mishmeres to Moshe? And still takes his holds, even though he couldn't burn it because Mishmeres through Moshe, still the fact that he had chametz in his reshus, the Chacham would say, becomes also b'hanoyah. And therefore, since it'll become spoiled anyhow, it'll be also b'hanoyah, that's why it's mutar to burn it, the Tumah Torah Erev Yom. Say that to you. Rabbi also holds that way, that the Paschim like Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz even of tumet is muta only 4 hours, not in the fifth hour. Doma Robin Barav Ade. Maisi told the story. Be Odom Echod Shehivki Diska. He deposited a sack, Diskaya, a sack, Malaya chametz, Esol Yechen in Chaku Kohe. That's his name. The Nikvu Akbar. And rats made holes in the sack. The Hoya Chomes Mevas Bisvesa. And Chomes was already projecting from the holes. So the Chomes was getting lost because it was being ruined. It's already coming through the holes of the sack. Or Borith Rebbe was Erev Pesach. He came before Rebbe. Shor Reshena in the morning. What should he do? Amalo. He said, Hamtin, hold on to it. Don't sell it, because maybe the owner will come and claim it. He wants his own. Don't sell it. Shnei, he came to the second hour, again that, Omar said, Hamte, wait. Maybe the owner will still come. Shlishi, the third hour, Omar said, Hamte, wait. Avish, the fourth hour, Hamte, wait. Hamish, when the fifth hour began, Omar the Rebbe said, say your merch, you're going to sell it. That's the fifth hour, he can't eat it, but it's muta b'hanoi, so sell it to somebody. Now, Ma'ala doesn't mean a knockim to Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the fifth hour is also for Yisrael to eat. Otherwise, why should he say sell it? He should have said, buy it yourself. But since he should go out in the street and sell it, he meant to sell it to a Goy. So you see, it's also for Yisrael in the fifth hour to eat chametz, just like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to that man, you can eat chametz the fifth hour. I can say such thoughts to Yisrael. Because in the fifth hour, it's like a mayor, maybe. We always, Yisrael can also eat chumah, eat the chametz, fifth hour. But why did he say, go ahead and sell to somebody else? Kirebi mayor, who said in the fifth hour, it's mutter to eat. Omar Abaya, Yisrael, if it's mutter for Yisrael to eat, and he wanted to sell it to Yisrael to eat in the fifth hour, Nishkele Lanash, let him take it for himself and pay for it. And for one, Nishubach Shah, because it's suspicion. When people see he takes it for himself, then people will think that he underpaid for the price. Therefore, better sell to somebody else. He shouldn't have any interest in it, and he should give a fair price. I have to stop here, say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.